Chris Hardwick here. In today's Xfinity X1 Challenge, we are talking to real people about their current in-home Wi-Fi experience. Here's what they had to say.
We have 3 or 4 devices on at once. It slows down.
Then we showed them that Xfinity delivers a whole new Wi-Fi experience for your home. With Xfinity XFi, you'll get the speed and most reliable coverage your family needs to do everything they love to do online.
Oh, it's way faster.
You can even control who's connected to your home network and when. Let's say it's bedtime for the kids. It can be bedtime for the Wi-Fi on their devices, too.
Fantastic. We don't have any of this.
Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity is America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net. And now you can get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and EcoBill and AutoPay enrollment. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Without EcoBill and AutoPay, monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Switch to Sprint and register to get tickets to Jay-Z's 444 Tour. Don't miss your chance to witness history. Tickets are first come, first served. And right now, Sprint customers get 6 months of Tidal Hi-Fi on us. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/Tidal today to learn more. After 6 months, pay $9.99 for Tidal Premium. Requires service plan sold separately. Ticket offer quantities and venues limited. Register after 14 days of service. Customer must be in good standing. Offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. That's kind of the way baseball goes, regardless of how good you might be on a certain day. Sometimes the guy on the other side is a little bit better. Sometimes luck isn't necessarily on your side.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs lead the NL Central by 3 games heading into tonight's matchup in Philadelphia. Chris Bryant told Dan Bernstein and Anthony Heron yesterday that one of the keys for the Cubs heading into the stretch is to stay loose.
As long as we're out there having fun, I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, last year we had a lot of fun, and I think that brought out a ton of wins. And then I'm glad you guys saw the whole interview thing with Ian and all that, because that's what we need to get back to, just having fun and not really worrying about what other people, what other teams are doing, because at the end of the day, I think we all know that we're the best team out there.
You can hear the rest of that interview at BernsteinandGoff.com. Jose Quintana gets the start tonight at Citizens Bank Park. Jared Eckhoff will go for the Phillies. Pregame with Mark Grody coming up at 5:30. By the way, Wilson Contreras taking part in throwing drills again before today's game. Meanwhile, on the south side, the White Sox have placed Yoan Moncada on the 10-day DL with a bone contusion and his right shin. Matt Davidson is reinstated from the DL. Sox getting set to open a weekend series against the Tigers tonight. Detroit coming off that wild game yesterday against the Yankees, in which the benches cleared 3 times and 8 players and coaches were ejected. Miguel Gonzalez taking on Justin Verlander in this one. Verlander 3-6 with a 5.24 ERA away from Comerica. First pitch at 7:10 tonight from G-Rate Field. And the Bears practice today at Hallis Hall ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Titans in Nashville. Defensive end Jonathan Bullard and linebacker Sam Acho did not participate. They're both still sidelined with injuries. Some good news, though, from head coach John Fox. Linebacker Danny Trevathan will travel with the team to Nashville, and there's a chance he could play. Also, kicker Roberto Aguayo reportedly struggled in practice today. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. And the Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Phillies at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Can I get back to football or?
Check this up.
Zach Zaidman is on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman, and he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Bears in action. That means Zach Attack is in action.
Hey, hello, Zach.
Welcome back. Man, I'm so fired up because
me too.
We're going to learn a lot about the quarterback position in this game. But before we get to the quarterback deal, I want to play for you. I put a little montage together of the best of John Fox today because there are little news and notes that he kind of gave away during the press conference today. And I figured rather than play the whole thing, let's just get to the meat of it. And here you go.
I think our kicker had a little bit of a struggle today in some of his field goals, but it was something we knew about Roberto. He's got a very strong leg and needs to work on his accuracy. That's why we're out here practicing. Otherwise, I thought we operated pretty well.
How do you work with the kicker? Is that a mental position more than a physical thing, or?
Well, it's like working with golfers. I mean, you know, it doesn't really much matter how they are on the court. I mean, on the driving range, it really comes down to what they do on the course. You know, they make tweaks. They have swing coaches. They have, you know, we have kick coaches. You can get to the point where you get paralysis by analysis too. So, we're going to mess with them. We don't have a long look, but you know, he's been very receptive, and that's an area we need to improve at.
John, do you expect Danny Trevathan to give it a go on Sunday?
Again, we're still going to talk on that. You know, he'll make the trip for sure. We'll meet with the coaching staff a little bit later to kind of talk about playing time.
We've talked before about the possibility of Kyle Long not playing in any of these preseason games. What kind of challenge will that present if he does have to go into the regular season going to left guard without any game reps?
Well, I think, you know, again, it's the whole fit. You know, I think, not just him. I think everybody around him because it affects him. But, we're going to wait till he gets healthy. He's not had setbacks. I appreciate his efforts. I mean, it was a serious ankle injury. He's worked very, very hard. There's a little bit of pain involved. He's I don't want to say reinventing himself, but he's working through it. And I appreciate those efforts. And when he's, back to close to himself, he'll be back in there. You know, I can't honestly say when that's going
to
be.
And that, to me, is big news. Because as of right now, guys, you don't know if Kyle Long is going to be ready to go when the Bears start the season September 10th against the Atlanta Falcons.
It doesn't seem like he will, so we should stop acting like it. Right? I mean,
reinventing.
Well, he's going from one side to the other, and he's getting used to his body post-surgery. So that's what he means.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't seem like he will be able to start the season. So then, if he doesn't start the season, how will the interior of that offensive line look?
I think the way you saw them last week in Arizona, where you had Hronis Grassou at center, and they slid Cody Whitehair from the center position to left guard, and the Bears were able to successfully run the ball in that game. They had a difficult time doing it. In game number one against the Broncos.
Meat-faced white dude they had
Taylor
out there.
Taylor Boggs?
Not Taylor Boggs. I mean, the guy was just like...
Compton?
Yes.
Born and raised?
That kid, no. Yeah. But yeah, Compton looks just like...
He's a big,
garden,
man.
Garden variety NFL offensive lineman.
He's white
Dukas. Right?
He's white Dukas.
Does he have that smile, though?
Oh, the juicy face monster of Vladimir Dukas? No, I don't know if he's that alluring. Sorry, Zach.
Yeah, he does not look anything like Vlad Dukas, at least from my vantage point. You know, I haven't been poked in the eye during one of those walkthroughs, but definitely does not look like Vlad Dukas. But Compton got an opportunity in the first game, and then they switched it around for game number two, which is, I guess, the way they're going to go here for game number three, which is, again, the dress rehearsal for the regular season. So that means that barring some miracle return by Kyle Long, and again, John Fox doesn't know when he's going to come back, that's kind of the offensive line you're looking at, or the way they're thinking heading into the regular season, unless things backfire in this game against the Titans.
All right, Trubisky's going to get time with the ones after halftime. What's different about that preparation? Is he going to have the same playbook as the ones? Is there a different playbook when you get the twos and threes in there? Break that down for me, how that's going to look.
Well, I think that basically what's going to happen is there's a game plan because it's a dress rehearsal for the regular season. So unlike the first two games, they're going in with a specific plan of attack against what Tennessee is doing or what Tennessee does well. So that's what changes, and I think it's easier to prepare as a quarterback when you kind of understand what you're trying to do and you're specifically trying to attack what you see defensively from the Titans. But I think the interesting thing is going to be whether or not we see – right now the plan is to have Trubisky come in after halftime, but say Mike Glennon has a successful run at it early on in the first half, and maybe they don't believe that the Titans are going to keep their starting defense in after halftime. Maybe they put Trubisky in a little bit earlier. I think the way the game goes will dictate how that happens. But I want to play something for you because, you know, you almost always get generic answers in regards to players talking about...
I'm sorry. I just imagine Zach saying, "I want to play something for you."
Zach is not going to play.
And he just pulls
today.
Out like a harpsichord.
Zach is about football, and he wants to get this Friday started correctly. So stop it.
I want to play something for you.
Let Zach do his thing.
Sorry,
Zach. Go ahead, buddy.
Dan, are you calm?
I couldn't be more calm.
All right, good. Well, anyway, here is Prince Amukamara talking about Mitchell Trubisky in ways that are going to get you excited.
He looks, I would say from OTAs to now, he just looks like a different guy. Whether that's just more, because as a rookie, you come in here, you get your feet wet, you just start to feel it out a little bit. And I feel like that's the stage he went, he was going through in the OTAs. And then in training camp when we were at Bourbonnais to now, he just looks more, I think, just either more comfortable, just more confident. Haven't really talked to him to get his insight, but definitely looks great. And I mean, I'm not a quarterback scout, so I'm probably looking at it from an aspect like you guys, just like as a fan or anything like that. But from that aspect, he looks great. Looks night and day from OTAs, of course. Not saying that OTAs was bad. He just looks just more comfortable in the pocket.
How do you address that? Is it ball placement? Is it reads? What do you pick up on?
I would say ball placement. I can't really say reads. I would say ball placement. There was probably some balls that looks different from when he threw in OTAs and when he was at Bourbonnais. He just looks. Just looks different, and we're excited where he's at in his stage right now. You want guys to be playing confident this time around, and every game we're excited to see him play. I mean, the first game he had a little Manziel-esque in his game, just running around, and I never watched him in college, so I didn't know he was that mobile. So just to see him like that really opened the ball. Yeah.
Doing the money dance.
I would say it's definitely ascending. You can see it. You can see it in the games. I mean, that first game against Denver, he just let it. To me, it seemed like he let it all hang out and was just one throw was hitting, two throws was hitting, and of course, Dow did a great job just with play calls. Not again. This is just from my perspective. Not just it wasn't too. Two different, a lot of boots, just a lot of like quick stuff room, which was good. I feel like he was doing great on a lot of those, and I don't know how much he's gonna play this game, but it's gonna be great just to watch him keep on improving.
Pretty good.
Manziel-esque, huh?
He wasn't talking about all the adjectives and nouns and verbs that you threw out there in describing Manziel. I think he means the college version on the football field, right?
Yeah, if it's a 3 or 5 step drop, he was not planning that foot, let the ball fly. He was actually playing sandlot football. I know
he had a little Manziel in him, and he was doing a bunch of cocaine in the huddle, and he was smacking chicks.
We know he wasn't doing all that.
It's the guy next to you that I always worry about. Because he goes in a different direction. Sometimes you have to get him a GPS to get him back to where he needs to go.
No, don't worry. I got a sincere, real football question for you right now. All right, Zach?
Go ahead.
No. The Titans have been telling everyone since the end of last season and the beginning of this preseason, I think they're going to do it, that they are making power running football sexy again in the NFL. And they've got a couple of backs to do it. They've got a huge offensive line. This is going to be quite the test for the ones of the Bears on a defense that I am enthused about, and also a defense that, you know, if they stay healthy, can finish, I believe, in the top 11, top 10. What kind of test do you think the Titans will provide on Saturday?
Excellent test in terms of the power running game, and I think that's something that the Falcons do very well, obviously. That's why they one of the big reasons they were able to get to the Super Bowl last year. I think you start to take a look at the Bears' first few opponents, you know, Pittsburgh, a power running team, and I think that's why the fact that the Bears have done a terrific job in stifling opponents' running games over the first two preseason games, that's something that you look at and you go, okay, that's impressive, because they haven't had the full complement of defensive weapons out on the field for both games. You know, Danny Trevathan may get a shot. You know, John Fox kind of left the door open there when we heard him earlier. Akeem Hicks did not play last game, and yet you saw different guys stepping up and helping and stopping the run both against the Broncos and the Cardinals. That, to me, is encouraging. Another big test against the Titans, especially on the road. So I like, plus a quarterback who's mobile in Mariota. These are good tests, I think, for the Bears to have. And defensively, they've done a good job. The one thing that they really haven't been able to do very well for a variety of different reasons is take the ball away. They had opportunities to do that last week and didn't do it for as many times as the Cardinals. I think they put the ball up 45 times in that game Saturday. They're not taking the ball away, and you know, we know what that looks like in this city when you're swarming to the ball and you're making things happen. You know, Prince Amukamara is a guy that they feel has improved the cornerback position. He was one of the standout players for the Bears over the course of the Bourbon A portion of training camp, but Amukamara comes in here, guys.
It takes away the
right,
ball.
Exactly. Right, exactly. No, yeah. He is a representative professional NFL quarterback.
He's a guy that gets his hand on the ball, but it doesn't usually stay in his hand.
Yeah, it's interesting you guys say that. I want you to listen
like
to
Thomas
him.
Thomas Smith, remember him?
Yep.
Yes.
Very much like Thomas Smith. They signed from Buffalo as a free agent.
Well, he hears what you guys are saying. Take a listen.
It definitely hurt your pride a little bit. I mean, you can't really talk about how great you are of a corner if you don't get your hand on balls. So it's definitely important for a corner. I mean, you could ask any corner. A corner rather get beat for 10 touchdowns in a year and still have 6 or 7 picks. Of course, the coaches wouldn't like that, but that corner personally would love that, because all they see is 6 and 7 picks. So. Not saying that that's what I'm looking forward to, but
Stand
just trying to get my hands on as much ball as I can.
And that honestly is a major point of emphasis. Hey, settle down. This is a major point of emphasis for this Bears defense. And you just go back to the last time the Bears were in Tennessee, guys, back in 2012, Lovie Smith's last season, and the Bears defensively were scoring points in a more comfortable fashion than this offense has over the course of the first two preseason games for the Bears. I mean, that's how dominant they were. And to me, it doesn't matter where you rank. You know, they rank top defenses by yardage allowed. But to me, if you really want to be a great defense,
turnovers.
Yeah, turnovers, especially when you don't have a high-powered offense. You know, you want to give the Bears offense extra opportunities at putting the ball in the end zone. Well, how do you do that? You do that by preventing the other team from scoring and taking the ball away and giving your offense extra chances to put the ball in the end zone.
Yeah. All right. So who's this game really important for?
Mike Lennon.
See, I was thinking you're going to go.
Interesting answer.
Oh, I'm intrigued. I was thinking you're going to go guys who are on the verge of being cut and need that kind of performance maybe to put on tape. But you can start with your Mike Glennon point and go from there, bro.
Yeah, I would say that what you're talking about is next game, you know, against the Cleveland Browns for the guys on the bubble. I think this is a game where this is really your last opportunity to see the starters playing in a game. They've actually game planned for this, so it's a little different than what you've seen the last couple of weeks. You know, you can't have the excuse that you didn't, and obviously you're not going to show everything, but considering there is a game plan, you want to see Mike Glennon avoid the picks. You know, you look at the pick six in game one. Last week they got into the red zone, and you throw a pick that ultimately leads to a touchdown for the other team. You can't have that, because if the Bears are going to play the type of football that I think they believe they can play, which is a better defense where you're going to be in tight physical fights, close games, you're going to eat the clock because you believe you have a power running game, You need your quarterback to play error-free football. That's one of the reasons that they signed Mike Glennon in the first place. It's because they felt that he was a guy who could play the type of football where you avoid the big mistakes. So far, that hasn't happened. And then you look at the rookie, and I'm not saying that Mitchell Trubisky is all of a sudden going to jump over him and become the starting quarterback on opening day. But I think it gives you an idea that they're not happy with the fact that Glennon has thrown the two picks that he has over the first couple of preseason games. That's something he has to nip in the bud. They're looking for efficient drives against a tough defense to play against and just put the team in a position to score points.
I crave nuggets and tidbits.
I love nuggets.
I need them now.
Prince Amukamara, you'll like this. He's right up your alley. He was talking, you know, he had that hamstring injury, and he said he was eating right, doing everything the Bears wanted, hydrating, all that kind of stuff. And once he suffered the hamstring injury, which generally occurs when you're not hydrated and your nutrition isn't what it needs to be, he said he thought about just throwing the health food stuff aside and going to McDonald's like you, Dan, but thought better of it. And I think he's a big part of what they want to do, because I think he's going to have an opportunity with the Bears front seven to take the ball away. The question is, can he do it? Also, Eddie Jackson, you know, we've spent so much time talking about some of the guys at the quarterback's position especially, but the rookies on the offensive side of the ball. But the strength of this team is going to be the defense, and Eddie Jackson continues to impress. If you noticed in that game against the Cardinals, he saw some first-team reps. You know, it wasn't announced. They didn't make a big deal out of it. But he saw some first-team reps at free safety, and he did a good job. And John Fox continues to praise him in terms of his ability to track the ball in the air. He's got the instincts that you want to see out of that position, something that Adrian Amos, even at this stage of his NFL career, has not displayed. And he's kind of playing out of position with the addition of Quinton Demps as the strong safety. I think there's an excellent opportunity for Eddie Jackson to win a job so far the way he's played, but specifically in what he's able to do in this game as potentially a starting free safety with the Bears.
Love you, Zach.
Thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
Zach Zaidman for the Bears Report. It's been brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington stores your back-to-school headquarters and save big on shoes, backpacks, lunch bags, casual looks, and basics. Your favorite brand names for less. Burlington, style for everyone. Could we get to this University of Illinois thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, the trustees put some pressure on some people to say, let's not do this phony Native American chant because it's dumb.
This 815 texter does not agree with that, my friend. It's paying homage to
something they made up.
Native Americans.
No, it's not. It's not.
All right, we'll talk about it
anyway.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. We're outside, live. 2 North Riverside Plaza. So if you went to the Riverfield Mall or North Riverside Mall, you're in the wrong place.
Start your weekend.
Yes, come on out here and hang out.
Yeah, Park Forest Bunky's already got his tall boy ice house out.
I'm right here with you. I'm right here with you. We're out here hanging out.
Riding dirty.
Courtesy of the BMW Championships. Exactly. It is Black Mardi Gras out here on the Riverwalk on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Showtime. Watch Mayweather v. McGregor Saturday, August 26th, live on pay-per-view. After what felt like years of talking, jawing, and debating, followed by months of negotiating, weeks of promoting, it is finally here. We're at Mayweather-McGregor Eve, the day before the fight. Vegas sharps are loading up on Floyd. Multiple bets of $1 million were placed on Floyd yesterday. William Hill in Nevada took a $1.2 million wager from somebody who paid in cash. $1.2 million is straight cash, homie. I'm no betting expert, but having to bet $1 million to win $182,000 is crazy, but these whales are looking at it like it's free money. I love Conor McGregor, but a guy who has never boxed professionally is not going to beat this generation's best boxer, even if he is 40. I'm Jim Rome.
Golfers, if you're looking for a golf experience like no other, then you have to visit Bolingbrook Golf Club, one of Chicago's true golf gems, featuring a rolling 18-hole championship golf course, award-winning driving range and golf academy, spectacular clubhouse, and the Nest Bar and Grill. Your Bolingbrook golf experience will be like no other. Bolingbrook is the perfect location for your next private event, function, or wedding. To book your tee time or for more information on events, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Come be impressed. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When you sat down with Jerry, when he did say Ozzy's burned some bridges.
Burned bridges? The only thing I can say, Jerry got a championship and Ozzy Guillen was the manager of the club. And I got stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality used car at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Start with available 1.9% financing, then add Sunrise Chevy's huge selection of vehicles to fit any budget. Cars, trucks, SUVs, you name it, they've got it. That includes the area's best inventory of used cars for under 10 grand. If you got a credit problem, no problem at all. Sunrise Chevy has financing for everybody. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
CBS Monday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. There are over 150 million asteroids in our solar system. But all it takes is one to end our world.
This asteroid is a planet killer.
And only a few will have the courage to stop it.
We're not waiting for the government to save us. We have to save ourselves.
How far would you go to protect the planet?
I want to live before I die.
Salvation. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday.
Let's take our marks.
Your summer crush is here.
This is Candy Crush.
We built the biggest game show arena.
This is mind-blowing.
To make the most popular mobile game of all time come to life.
Sweet.
Contestants will scale giant boards.
You afraid of heights?
Have you been up here?
To match candies and win.
Swipe smart.
Mario Lopez hosts.
We are gonna crush it.
Candy Crush. Sunday, only CBS.
CBS, Monday, September 25th.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel? Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I, premiering CBS Monday, September 25th.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning?
more real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning, more real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da-da-da-da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Plains, New York.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, Bernstein. I support a Sea of Illini Week, and I'm not a racist. I was born and raised in North Chicago next to a black family. History of Chief Illini Week. They went through a rigorous training program to imitate, enlighten people about the culture. Keep your ideology off the airway.
No. Yeah, 9 times out of 10 when you got to start your statement with "I'm not a racist," has Jeff Foxworthy been here, you might be a racist.
This is from Shannon Ryan's story in the Chicago Tribune. Illinois has ended a long tradition of playing what the program has called a war chant during sporting events. An athletic department spokesman confirmed today. Many critics consider the drum music, which is tied to the theme of the university's former mascot, a stereotypical Native American appropriation. The song has been played primarily during football games when opponents face third down. I don't know how often that is.
Teddy's being a jerk right now.
Well, you guys say you didn't know what it was when we started the show, so it's just for reference.
No, I know what it is. It's just, I don't see my question.
Oh, it is the same one.
Well, I know we got an update here, but, and I'll ask my question about the enforcement of this rule on the other side of it.
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
Oh, that's it. I was waiting for your opinion on this. 2:30 from the Chicago Bulls.
Wow. Sorry I let you down, Julie.
No.
My God.
It wasn't like that. I was surprised because I was caught up in what you were saying.
Julie's like, come on. Give me your opinion before the update, golf.
Anyway, I think my high school still plays that music, and it's just terrible.
Word?
Bad. Yeah.
That's tough.
What high school?
Hononega.
Hononega.
Well, be careful.
Yeah.
It's really weird because they're actually the Fighting Irish. I don't know why they play this song.
they just do it for every first down.
I don't want to be called Johanna. Yes.
Yeah. Be careful. Be careful because then you say that, then I got to say the other thing.
Right.
So let's just, she went to a high school with an H on it.
Yep, Hononegas with attitude.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm out.
Oh, boy. All right. Chicago Wolves Update Studio. It's 2:31. I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs are in Philadelphia tonight, hoping to add to their 3-game lead over the rest of the NL Central. Jose Quintana gets the start at Citizens Bank Park. Q is 4-2 with a 3.73 ERA and 7 starts since joining the Cubs. He'll face Philadelphia's Jared Eichhoff. Pregame with Mark Gordy coming up at 5:30. Wilson Contreras taking BP and throwing to second from behind the plate as he continues to rehab from a hamstring injury. Speaking of injuries, the White Sox have placed Yoan Moncada on the 10-day DL with a bone contusion on his right shin. They've also reinstated Matt Davidson. Sox opening a series against the Tigers tonight at G-Rate Field. Miguel Gonzalez and Justin Verlander will pitch tonight for their respective teams. Since the All-Star break, Gonzalez has gone 3-2 with a 3.07 ERA and 6 quality starts in 7 outings. First pitch at 7:10 from G-Rate Field. The Bears practiced earlier today at Hallis Hall. Defensive end Jonathan Bullard and linebacker Sam Acho did not take part. Bullard has a glute injury. Acho has a bad ankle. But some good news, linebacker Danny Trevathan will travel with the team to Nashville on Sunday as they face the Titans. No word yet on whether or not he'll play, but head coach John Fox said it's possible. After practice today, head coach John Fox also described kicker Robert Aguayo's practice as inaccurate. And in I can't wait until the stupid fight is over news, Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive end George Johnson is wearing cleats in pregame warmups on Saturday that have Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather's face on them. The BMW Championships are returning to Conway Farms in Lake Forest this September. Join the Scores Bernstein and Goff today for a live broadcast inside the BMW Championship experience at 2 North Riverside Plaza in downtown Chicago until 5:30 p.m. Test your skills at the Scores Putting Challenge, talk Chicago sports, and enter to win great prizes. Visit cbschicago.com/events for more information. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Phillies at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chevrolet of Naperville.
You know the Chevy Summer. Looking to save on your AT&T wireless bill? Introducing Xfinity Mobile. Where mobile and internet work as one, and 90% of AT&T customers can save with Xfinity Mobile. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. So all you pay is for data. Call 1-800-XFINITY and sign up for Xfinity internet today and get download speed up to 75 megabits per second. Plus, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Get fast speeds at home with Xfinity Internet and stay connected on the go with Xfinity Mobile. Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months with blast speed included and a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and get this great offer. Requires enrollment to EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New Internet Plus with upgrade to blast Internet customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. We are live out here at 2 North Riverside Plaza.
Oh, what a day. Get your weekend started. Come out, hang out.
Yeah, shout out to the BMW Championship because that is you talk about signage. That's signage right there. That's like Grammy level signage where you just pull out the big old promotional budget and you let people know that you're in town for the BMW Championship. Shout out to BMW and shout out to championships as a whole. I like them.
First reported by the News Gazette, Illinois Athletic Department representatives asked members of the student group Illini Pride to stop playing the song.
There's a group called Illini Pride
during the soccer match on Thursday.
Okay. And there's so many jokes there.
Kent Brown, our guy.
Hey,
he said
Kent.
In an effort to be more inclusive.
Still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Kent Brown, dude, I used to email Kent Brown when I was trying to get guests back in like 99.
He's been working there for I think 46 years.
Yes, very much so. And hasn't aged a bit, you know?
He's not allowed to.
Oh, he's a brother.
That's what happened to him now. That's why all of a sudden he cares about inclusivity.
he switched up in like 08. You know?
He woke up one day.
Dee Brown and Darren Williams had taken him to another level of existentialism.
Right?
He's like, you know what? I like to be a brother now.
And that's what happened.
Yes.
Kent Brown woke up.
His name's actually Kent Black now.
He got it bad because he's brown.
See,
Kent
stop,
Brown.
Stop, dude. All of a sudden, Brady's going to start doing NWA lyrics. Stop. Go ahead.
So they said it's an effort to be more inclusive and because students have not responded to it as much at football games. Yeah, it's not about the students. It's about the cornpone townies.
Look at Buff Hawk.
That's what it's about. Look at that. It is. And it's like.
It's Buff Hawk.
It's like young.
It's Buff Hawk,
it's young
everybody.
Hawk Harrelson.
If Hawk Harrelson still did squats and bench presses.
And was
right there.
Playing around in Ditka's shirt closet. Hey, look what I came out with.
No. Yes.
I'm going to put this one on. Yes.
20 reps. Yes. All right. My question to you, Dan Bernstein.
Okay.
How do you enforce this? Because is it only the Illini Pride members?
Somebody has to start the chant or and play
then,
the music.
And
does
then
they line
what?
Up or do they play it on their horns?
If you start a chant, how do you enforce the...
Look, like, that's the problem that some European soccer teams are having with
the gorilla noises.
Uh-huh.
And the
gorilla.
Yeah, exactly.
The gorilla.
In Green Bay, when they put their foot in that John Kuhn, you know.
That's a full-throated chant.
Yeah, where they're like, damn, he's been hurt for 3 weeks. Why are we still chanting?
He's not on the team anymore.
Right. How do you enforce that? If you're an Illinois official and you're
maybe
at a football game and someone starts the war chant, what is the punitive damage in that? What do you take away scholarships? Are you making sure that kids never come to football games again? Because I'll tell you right now, Illinois students don't go to Illinois football games.
Yeah, you can't really do it.
Right.
But the point is, you can say, if it's not officially sanctioned by the university, you've taken a public position. You have told your official student pride group to not do it. And then it's out of your control, but you have publicly taken a position on it. That's all. It's just planting a flag.
And this from the 630, the politically correct Salt and Pepper Brothers, YouTube blowhard suck. I want to ask this person, because obviously 312-644-6767 isn't the method of communication of a coward. I want to ask this person, what do you have to gain by this? Like, I love the fact that people jump into arguments like, oh, you're trying to change the way I live. Okay, so are you doing the war chant in your backyard and now all of a sudden you won't be able to do it? Like, how is this offending you? You know, like, I always want to ask this. Oh, you're PCing everything.
What's being taken right. from you?
Right. How are you being affected by this? And for the 847 texture, I'm sorry, I put it on the 815. I'm used to things coming out of the 815.
That's okay. They can wear it, too.
No. I apologize to the 815. It's from the 847 that mentioned you guys, well, he starts off, you guys suck. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening.
They're stopping the war chant. Seriously, this is about heritage, not about some libtard's feelings. The war chant is an homage to our Indian brethren. All right, let me try to break this down piece by piece for you.
It was made up in the 30s.
If there was an homage to your Indian brethren, you'd be eating curried meat. You know, you'd probably find your way to, you know, some great restaurant.
Vishnu is what you'd be doing.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with your Indian brethren. No. Now, if you want to talk about your Native American brethren.
Setting out a ritual sacrifice to Ganesh.
Right, yeah. So,
and feel free to do that.
No doubt. But, yeah, this is not really affecting you. There are fights that need to be fought. If you're fighting this fight, then there's obviously, your world is great. You know, like if you're the guy,
if you're the aggrieved party here, everything's pretty good for you.
You're solid. You're solid. And even better, if you are a 17 to 23 year old who thinks that this is the fight that you need to fight, oh, just wait. just wait till graduation comes around and student aid stops being so cool and FAFSA is not, you know, just an application, but now is on your head for the next 20 years in student loans. Yeah, this is not the fight you need to fight, ladies and gentlemen.
Lake Zurich, here's Brad on the score.
Hello, boys.
Hey, Brad.
I was actually prepared to take a shot at the 815 texters, too, and the downstate goobers, but I guess they're off the hook for today or something. I don't know.
Nah, give them about an hour.
Fair enough. No, I wanted to shed some light on the war chant, the heritage, the whole thing that most of these people are trying to argue. It actually was started at a basketball game, I believe in the late 70s or early 80s to try to fill some dead space. It's not really that big of a heritage thing for the program or for the school. And, actually the band is the one who kind of starts the drum beat sort of a thing. So I guess the official play is to no longer initiate the war chant clapping that the student body and fans seem to struggle with. Keeping rhythm and time clapping together. The goal is to cut that initially during third downs, you know, pump some music into the stadium and find another way to get the crowds involved, which is perfectly fine. Again, trying to get 40,000 people to clap in unison's damn near impossible. Anyways, love your boys' work. Love the topics, whether within sports or without sports, all that good stuff. You guys are
love
great. Appreciate you, boys.
Love your face.
Thank you, Brad. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for the background on that. But honestly, though, what's going on in this country, sports-wise, you know, politically, socially, whatever the case may be, the fights that need not be had. You know, yeah, like this is one of them.
This is one you just kind of have to just say, all right, fine.
Right.
Doesn't affect me.
Things change. You know, you can't. I was in the car today, and on the way here, I was listening to some of Eddie Murphy's Delirious and the Ralph Cramden, Ed Norton.
Not funny.
Dude. Not.
It was then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How much your ear has changed.
It's just dated. Yeah.
How much things around you have changed where I'm like, you can't really. Not just not put your foot in the F word like that. You can't say it anymore, right? So, but it's not my fight to be like, ah, my goodness, I wish they would give us back the F word.
It's not just the F word. It's the premise of some of that stuff.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, so maybe that's how they live their lives, and that's fine.
Hey, let me tell you something right now. I think if you go back in those days, you're going to find a lot of people who were playing a lot of roles that were really just acting, you know?
Well, we know
one
that.
One of them being the Duke.
I don't think that
just letting you know
I don't think so.
Stevie Wonder is not blind, and the Duke enjoyed musicals.
This segment's been brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorks Relief. CBSSports.com. Coming up at the top of the hour, Cliff Floyd will talk baseball with us. The Cubs have their lineup out, and it's the nicknames. Happy Players Weekend. They've got all their...
You got Zorilla.
The Gorilla.
Zorilla.
Yeah, and...
Zorilla. The Gorilla.
And apparently the Tigers and Yankees just wanted to punch each other for an hour.
Clown show.
Did you see CC Sabathia? CC Sabathia, the biggest man involved in this fight, is standing in the middle of it.
I'll go eat some Captain Crunch.
Laughing at everyone. Like, I want to know what was being said around CC Sabathia.
I want to know what Verlander was saying to one of his teammates. It sounded to me like Verlander's like, "Hey, this is stupid."
Well, no.
What was he saying?
We'll come back with it. I'm so glad you don't know.
I don't know.
Verlander was out there being baseball police. It's the very other side.
I'm a little disappointed to find that out.
You should be. We'll talk to Cliff Floyd at the top of the hour. Your phone calls 312-644-6767. It is the Bernstein and Golf Show. They have us outside right here on 2 North Riverside Plaza.
Cash is outside. How about that?
No, don't do that. Don't do that at all. Everybody's strapped over here. Please don't run up with that nonsense. You listen to 670 The Score. Jesus.
Bears fans, excited your first-round draft pick might actually be good?
Ticked off the Bears don't plan on starting him?
We're covering the Glennon Trubisky controversy and all the Bears preseason storylines right here. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Switch to Sprint and register to get tickets to Jay-Z's 444 Tour. Don't miss your chance to witness history. Tickets are first come, first served. And right now, Sprint customers get 6 months of Tidal Hi-Fi on us. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/Tidal today to learn more. After 6 months, pay $9.99 for Tidal Premium. Requires service plans sold separately. Ticket offer quantities and venues limited. Register after 14 days of service. Customer must be in good standing. Offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Moms on Monday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. It's kind of the way baseball goes. Regardless of how good you might be on a certain day, sometimes the guy on the other side is a little bit better. Sometimes luck isn't necessarily on your side.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When you sat down with Jerry, when he did say Ozzy's burned some bridges.
Burned bridges? The only thing I can say, Jerry got a championship and Ozzy Guillen was the manager of the club. And I got stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
So is it fair to describe the Bears organization as scared?
I don't think scared is fair.
You trade up and you draft the franchise quarterback, and then you don't give him a chance to win the job when the guy who is in front of him looks bad.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Miguel Cabrera was actually super animated about, hey, you have to protect your teammates, when Michael Fulmer retaliated.
Wait a minute, here we go.
Oh, here we go at home. Robine and Cabrera get into it. Punches thrown. Robine getting into the gut of Cabrera. And now both benches are cleared as Robine and Cabrera at the bottom of a pile. And both teams storming for them at home plate. Clint Frazier is holding back. Gary Sanchez trying to get in on it. And Cabrera is still down.
Fight.
That's what it was. So, that's what happened last night. And they did it, what, two or three times, right?
Three times.
There was little skirmishes. That was courtesy of the Yes Network. Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. We're live outside at 2 North Riverside Plaza.
So Verlander in the dugout had a spat with a teammate. Yes. Where a couple of people had to step in like, hey,
I believe
hey,
it was Victor Martinez, okay. Because Victor Martinez and Gary Sanchez have history. So when everything was when everything was done, Victor Martinez is like, can you believe this? Looking at Gary Sanchez, they started to talk. Victor Martinez puts his hand on Gary Sanchez's shoulder and Justin Verlander saw it, and he was letting him know that in the midst of a fight, I don't care if it's over or not, you don't put your hand on a guy's shoulder. I don't care what kind of relationship you have with him, you talk to him afterwards. You don't violate protocol.
It's like when the goalies hang out during some kind of brawl. The two goalies say, so dance. How are your kids? Yeah, okay, great.
Put your hands on my chest. When I dip, you dip, we dip. And then all of a sudden, everybody's supposed to be angry at each other, but Victor and Gary were like, this is crazy.
Well, Todd Frazier had the great somebody hold me back, yes. Self-hold back.
Yeah.
You better get in my way, or I might take a couple of steps toward that guy before walking over here.
He didn't want no smoke. The man who wants all the Sinatra music and all the others. The relatable. Remember, we took a call on the Spiegel and Goff show that when Todd Frazier was acquired, how he would be more relatable to Southside Sox fans. Well, he wasn't relatable because he wanted no smoke, but that's why. Justin Verlander was mad because you're not supposed to talk to friends even if you were fighting.
This is Amon on the South Side on the Score.
Yes. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I wanted to know why American society doesn't publicly promote and tell the truth, the fact that blacks are the true Indians and Americans that were here before Columbus ever got here. I mean, I'm an Indian. I take no offense to the Washington Redskins or the Illinois promoting the banner. My thing is, why are their pale faces promoting it? Well, you know, a lot of Slavic European Americans tend to take on the face of an American nowadays, and I just wanted Jason's opinion on that, being mine, and I would like to hear your opinion as well.
Well, I gotta be honest with you, Amon. I don't refer to my white friends as pale faces to start out with. Some of them have very, very nice tans, actually, where you can actually go spend $19-$20, get yourself real orange. But, yeah, man, Amon, I'm not trying to front on you. I have no idea what you just said. And I'm really, really being honest with you. I do not know.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
There was something in there that didn't quite add up to me.
Yeah, and I felt like it was kind of racist, so I'm going to not go with what you just said just now because I like white people, and I don't want them.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
No, I'm down with the whites. No, seriously, man. I don't follow, and I'm not trying to be funny. I don't follow about
The reason Native Americans and Native North Americans, Native Central Americans, Native South Americans were called Indians,
because Columbus thought he sailed to India.
The various Europeans exactly thought that he was in India, and it reminded them of the way Indian people looked. I think you might have had a little different reaction if Amon's premise were
correct. And also, I mean, it's kind of a tough start. When you say pale faces, referring to white people,
that's a tough
bridge for me to cross.
If this became like an actual video sketch, you get the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and they arrive and they hit the beach and it's Snoop Dogg's barbecue. Like the whole thing, the volleyball game, the oil drums that are going,
the barbecue pit, the brother with the gun on the small of his back, all of a sudden the Nothing But a G Thing video breaks out.
Yeah, the fridge with just Colt 45 in it.
Yeah. You know, the bougie chick getting sprayed with the beer because she wasn't having a good time.
Not the bougie chick.
No. But Amon.
Columbus is writing in his journal, the natives are interesting.
Bad and bougie, both of them. Nah, dude, I don't follow. I got to be honest with you. And I don't think you would follow if anyone started the conversation by referring to us as the black faces. So that's where I got to draw the line, man. Mm. We there's no need for that kind of animosity, especially on a Friday where a white man just brought up a nice six of craft beer for me.
Yeah, he's bringing me sour lambic.
Is it Andy?
No, yeah. Andy. I thought it was Eddie. Andy. It's Andy.
It's Andy. And also, Sean from Evanston came up here. His dad, John, is listening. He sent something as well. I'm going to take a picture and put it on my Instagram, Jason1Golf, of all the treats that our listeners have brought over for us to pretend like we're not going to drink during the show.
Well, I can't even I turned the bottle over to read about what he got me. And is this in Dutch?
Freaky deaky Dutch.
I don't read Dutch.
We need to get Andrew Jones over here so he can read that for you.
Yeah, or Randall Simon.
Ooh, how deep can you go?
Is he from Curacao?
I think he is. Randall Delgado? No, I just said another Randall. So. Yeah. Right. So Amon, Asan, I do not follow. I apologize. I do not follow. Sounds like you have some issues with the people that you call pale faces.
Segment brought to you by AutoZone. If your check engine light comes on, head to AutoZone. Their Fix Finder tool can check it on the spot for free. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Cliff Floyd of MLB Network, a great Chicago guy.
Oh, a Chicago guy.
He's going to join us next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Lennon is all about hope. Mike Lennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When you sat down with Jerry, when he did say Ozzie's burned some bridges.
Burned bridges? The only thing I can say, Jerry got a championship and Ozzie Guillen was the manager of the club. And I got stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. That's kind of the way baseball goes. Regardless of how good you might be on a certain day, sometimes the other